The Czech papers are full of it. Another billionaire wanted by the authorities has left the country. Earlier this year, businessman Radovan Krejčíř escaped from his villa while it was being searched by the police and is now enjoying the tropical climate of the Seychelles. A second, Viktor Kožený, also known as the Pirate of Prague, has been evading prosecution for years in the Bahamas, another country which does not have an extradition treaty with the Czech Republic. The two have now, or so it seems, been joined by another super-rich businessman, Tomáš Pitr, who was sentenced last month to 8 years in prison for tax fraud, but while waiting for his appeal to be heard, left the country just as another arrest warrant was issued for him. Pavla Horáková joins me now. So, Pavla, who exactly is Tomáš Pitr?
Well, we've been hearing about Tomáš Pitr quite a bit lately, mainly in connection with the corruption scandals surrounding the sale of the state-owned chemicals group Unipetrol.
That's been in the news quite a lot on our programme recently.
Precisely, and none other than the Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek, has alleged that Tomáš Pitr had actually masterminded the corruption affair. Otherwise, Tomáš Pitr is involved in dozens of Czech companies, including the foodstuffs giant Setuza, formerly state-owned but taken over under questionable circumstances by another company of Tomáš Pitr's. Last month, Mr. Pitr was sentenced by a Prague court to 8.5 years in prison for a 23 million crown tax fraud from 11 years ago. And he appealed against the verdict and left the country earlier this month.
All this sounds rather familiar from previous cases. So do we now know where he is?
Well, Tomáš Pitr says he's on a skiing holiday with his family in Switzerland. And this is what he told Czech radio over the phone. Here, Tomáš Pitr tells Czech radio that he would like to come back to the Czech Republic from his planned family holiday, but under current circumstances, he'll just wait and see. And precisely for fear that Mr. Pitr might leave the Czech Republic to avoid prosecution, an arrest warrant was issued for him last Friday. Earlier, Tomáš Pitr told the Aktuálně.cz news server that he actually had learnt about the warrant a few days in advance and therefore left the country. This is where it gets similar to the case of Radovan Krejčíř, who we mentioned earlier, who escaped earlier this year, and he also says that the authorities actually helped him to leave the country. However, in Friday's interview for the CDK news agency, Tomáš Pitr denied knowledge about the warrant.
And you mentioned these similarities. I believe there are also further similarities between these two cases, aren't there?
Well, yes, indeed. Both men claim that they are innocent and that their cases have been manipulated. Tomáš Pitr is a friend of Radovan Krejčíř, and he actually visited him earlier this year in his Seychelles home and spoke of him as a victim of police manipulation. Interestingly, while avoiding the Czech authorities, both Tomáš Pitr and Radovan Krejčíř are happy to communicate with the Czech media. In the last 24 hours, Tomáš Pitr has given phone interviews to several journalists, and also over the phone from the Seychelles, Radovan Krejčíř is a frequent guest of television discussion programs where he's confronted with politicians and often accuses them of widespread corruption. Radovan Krejčíř has also promised to reveal documents proving this corruption, but has so far only published a book where he describes in detail the alleged corrupt practices of police and government authorities, but he doesn't name names. And it remains to be seen whether the Pitr case will develop in the same way.
It all sounds a little bit like a rather bizarre reality show, so thank you very much indeed, Pavla.